si Associate Professor Cheryl Soriano ng De La Salle University mula Department of Communications. Magandang araw.
Ay, magandang araw, Maridel.
Kamusta?
Ah, mabuti naman dito sa Maynila.
Nitong mga huling buwan, simula nung nakaraang kampanya para sa halalan ng Mayo, nakita natin na naging emosyonal yung talakayan sa usapin ng politika, hindi ba?
Mm.
Partikular sa social media. At nitong mga nakaraan, nung naging sentro ng atensyon ng media, yung war on drugs ni Pangulong Duterte, nagkaroon din ng maraming talakayan sa social media. At napansin ko, sa dami ng talakayan, maraming nagkaroon ng galit na talakayan. Bakit kaya?
Sa palagay ko, Maridel, yung emotional argumentation tungkol sa politika sa Pilipinas, nandiyan siya na yan for some time. No? Nag-heighten ito lalo na nung during the campaigns. Right? Makikita natin na yung mga magkakaibigan of support of opposing opinions, sharing opinions in social media, nagkakagalit, na nag-unfriend, and particularly because of the capability now to be able to publicize more our differing opinions and actually see how other people think about particular issues. So there's a tendency for us now, parang as opposed to before, ang mga padalas na naririnig natin na opinion, yung opinion ng mga experts, opinion ng mga nai-interview sa media, for example, right? We get to see various kinds of opinions. And in the course of seeing various kinds of opinions, we also have our own opinion, and our opinions may get reinforced, and therefore, it can ignite our passion, whether we can get angry at opposing opinions that we do not support, or we can feel very much reinforced by certain opinions that we see in the internet, in social media particularly. So, tingin ko, yung capability na makita yung mga nagpo-flow na opinion, position, views, reports, may capability siya ngayon, and we see this articulated in numbers as well, right? In photos, in vivid videos, nakaka-ignite siya ng emotion para maging mas involved. Kaya tingin ko nag-play yun ng mahalagang role since the election, since the campaigns, and dragged forward now during the height of the campaign on drugs.
Yung social media, naging malaking bahagi siya ng kampanya at hanggang ngayon sa talakayan ng, o sa diskurso ng mga nangyayari sa Pilipinas. Pangkaraniwan, kung meron kang ihahayag, baback up mo siya ng ebidensya. Tulad ng sinabi mo, ngayon yung emosyon, naging nahalo na sa mga talakayan. Ano kaya yung naging mitsa?
Oo, very interesting to, ano, kasi we have expected the internet to be an opportunity where we can share our views, share varying views. And we know that not all the people who can participate in this sphere, in the online sphere, will have the skills and the capability to be able to articulate well-substantiated claims. Ibig sabihin, maraming ebidensya, maraming argumento. Pero at the very least, we have anticipated the promise of the internet to cater to opportunities where we can see different kinds of opinion. Ang interesting na naobserbahan, pero na-predict din naman ito ng mga scholars, is parang a lot of information cocooning and group polarization. So, information cocooning, meaning yung mga tao, parang they are gathering information that supports their own views, right? So, instead na dapat ma-expose ka dun sa mga opinion na iba, maybe naiiba din, may tendency na mas parang ano, cognitive dissonance, pag hindi ka nag-agree dyan, i-hide mo siya, hindi mo siya pakikinggan. And yung mga opinion na nagsusupport sa pre-existing views mo, yun ang ifa-follow mo. So lalong nare-reinforce yung iyong initial opinion. And in the process of this, meron din tayong tinatawag na group polarization where, yun nga, yung mga people with similar views, they come together. So Cass Sunstein has spoken about, has predicted this, that this might be a direction that we may head towards in the context of the internet. Yun nga, tama ka, no? People are starting to really express their sentiments. And on the one hand, this can be seen as a good thing because we can see people are really invested and people are concerned about what's happening to the country. People have an opportunity to voice out their own opinion. Kaya lang, tama ka rin na many of the exchange of views have become very emotional. People are not really articulating opinions on the basis of arguments, on the basis of reading what are the claims of the other, and therefore I will address those claims. Nagiging ano siya eh, Marika, idiot ka, hindi ka tama, gano'n. So, nagiging
personal.
Very emotional, yes.
Hindi ka tulad nung araw na merong grupong pro at con, maghaharap kayo sa isang lugar, pagdedebatehan nyo yung mga bagay-bagay base sa mga datos. Pagkatapos,
base sa mga datos, yes.
Mahinahon yung talakayan ninyo. Hindi po ba? Naiba ng internet. Bakit kaya? Dahil hindi sila nagkikita?
Maaaring hindi sila nagkikita. Maraming explanation. Anonymity. Although we can take, we may think that people's identities in Facebook, for example, are real. We no longer really know that, right? In the advent of trolls, in the advent of people being able to create false identities, for example. So, pwede yun, because of the lack of accountability, you can say whatever you want without having to be responsible for the consequences of what you say or your actions. Pangalawa, some people naman are really saying it, really expressing their emotions and anger, nadadala sila ng anger, even when their identities are heavily exposed, right? This is one thing that we discuss with our students when we talk about media literacy. You have to be very careful about what you say in social media, because specifically if it's connected to your identity, all the things that you communicate may haunt you in the future, right? What you post in social media could be replicated, it could be screenshot, it's essentially persistent. It will stay there forever because people can screenshot it even before you can take action, andyan na siya, right? And so even when people regret what they have written, people have already commented on it, people have become angry, and so on and so forth, right? So even Maridel, no? Yung talagang naging very emotional nga talaga ang mga tao in these exchanges. And I guess triggered then by very strong opinions that they personally hold and are reinforced by seeing the opinion of people whom they support.
Di ba yung nung bata tayo, meron tayong nilalaro na may bubulong sa unang tao. Yung unang tao, ibubulong niya sa pangalawa hanggang naging 20 na silang tao. Pagdating dun sa ika-20 tao, iba na yung mensahe.
Oo, no. May mga posts na
Nawawala yung context.
Oo, nawawala yung context kasi nasishare siya out of context. Or minsan, intentionally, meron din siguro ng operations, and I have seen this in observing various kinds of posts and interactions in social media. Meron din mga napapalitan na content, right? False content, misinformation. So people's emotions sometimes are driven by false information, right? Or sometimes information that you no longer know. It becomes very hard to discern now which information can be trusted and which information cannot be trusted. But many people, particularly because social media is open, diba? Kahit wala kang media literacy, you can go into social media, right? So, wala namang rules. You can post what you want, you can comment what you want, unless you are blocked, unless you are reported, right?
At pwede ka i-follow ng kahit sino.
And pwede kang i-follow ng kahit sino, tama ka. And so, dahil wala namang restrictions, wala naman tayong clear protocols, wala tayong rules for rational debating and deliberation in social media. It's free for all on how they want to express themselves unless they are reported and blocked. But before that happens, hindi naman yun agad-agad din ang nangyayari. So we see a lot of false information spreading around that's actually igniting sometimes people's emotion. But also there are things that people really believe to be true, right? People believe to be true, and they really strongly articulate as their view on what is good about the country. And you cannot. Chantal Mouffe has spoken about this, agonistic pluralism. Parang passion is critical din sa democracy, di ba? Kasi yung passionate speech, mahalaga siya kasi dito mo nakikita yung strength ng posisyon ng mga tao. And we have to realize that in the context of a democracy, hindi naman talaga necessarily mag-a-agree lahat. We don't have to arrive at consensus all the time. However, dun nga, sa proseso ng sobrang passion at emotion, parang nadadrown out na rin yung mga rational voices or the people who want to express arguments about things. Kasi nagiging very emotional yung mga exchanges. Parang, ano yung term? People are bashing people, attacking the person and not attacking the argument, for example.
So personal.
Oo, nagiging personal. So dahil nagdodominate yung mga ganun, nadadrown out niya yung exchange. exchanges ng arguments, hindi na nakikinig, hindi na na-advance yung point. It becomes a very personal argumentation. So in that sense, I guess the important question for us to think about is, to what extent is passion actually good for passionate speech? To what extent is the exchange of our passionate views on things actually useful for a democracy? Because at some point, the expression of passion can actually silence the position of other people because they no longer want to participate in the discourse. It's become very emotional, very hateful. People do not want to, participate anymore.
Parang balik tayo dun sa four-way test ng Rotary. Is it the truth? Yes. Is it fair to all concerned?
Right. Kasi it's both sides. It's now both sides that are feeling very emotional, I feel. So I guess the question you ask is that, would you want to be branded in this way? Would you want to be treated in this way in a discussion of equals, in a rational discussion and exchange of views? Kasi at the end of the day, we're all wanting for a better Philippines. Pero understandable kasi na hindi naman talaga magkakapare-parehong, people are different. People's views are different. People's upbringings are different. So it's rather, I feel, impossible to assume that people will actually agree, right? But at the very least, we need to be more open about being able to receive, to understand where other people are coming from.
Ika nga, agree to disagree and look for a common road.
I understand where you're coming from and I do not have to agree with you. Pero yung nangyayari kasi parang, pag hindi ka nag-agree sa akin, tanga, hindi ka marunong, violent kang tao, gano'n, no? Nagiging very emotional.
Sana maging mas mahinahon ang talakayan sa mga susunod na araw.
Yeah, sana mag-strengthen ang campaign. Yun nga eh, marami na kasi talaga nagpa-participate sa social media and there also are... is the role of trolls. There also is the role of people who are able to manipulate the discussions as well. And there are people who really just want to exchange their views. Some of them may be more passionate than others, right? And so how could we take the opportunity to express ourselves and view others' opinion as an opportunity to learn about where other people are coming from? Maybe our position is not the best position. Maybe there really are different positions, but how do we learn to understand the other in the context of all these competing views and opinions out there in social media? I guess it's a very difficult question that we can pose to people participating in this platform.
Maraming salamat, Associate Professor Cheryl Soriano ng De La Salle University.
Maraming salamat, Maite.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.